Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 46, The Value of a Daily Movement Routine. This episode covers the benefits of having a daily movement routine and how to incorporate one into your life. So for this one, this is for physical freedom, obviously, your physical freedom for sport and life. This is one of the most valuable tools that I teach to clients and one that worked for myself and my own journey. So you probably would have seen me doing this on Instagram. Some days I put up the daily movement routine that I do, but it doesn't look like much. That's the thing here. It doesn't look like much, but what we're going to go through in today's episode, we're going to explain why it's probably one of the most important things enabling you to regain your physical freedom. So I'll go through four benefits and then I'll talk a little bit about how to incorporate it into your life. So on the benefits, I'll just list them out first and then I just have a couple of points on each of them. The four benefits: it helps you to have a lifestyle change over a quick fix. Second point, helps you to be proactive over reactive. The third point, it's the healthiest thing you can actually do for your joints. And number four, it helps you to use the power of small gains to get a lot out of a little. Okay, so we'll dive into the first one, lifestyle change over quick fix. So if you're unaware, humans didn't just land in this modern life that we have now. We've evolved over millions of years. And the long story short, I've talked about this in loads of different kind of videos and podcasts around the evolutionary biology, but the long story short is that modern life negatively impacts our body and we can't get away from it. Look, I'm the Mr. Mobility Man. I still sit at a desk for most of the day. So it's just something that we can't get around. Modern life is going to negatively affect our mobility because we've hunter-gatherer brain and bodies. It's designed for lots and lots of movement every day, but modern life is the opposite. Like back then it was lots of movement, very little food. Now it's the opposite. Very little movement, lots of food. Hence things like chronic pain, obesity. These are called mismatch diseases. They never actually existed before. We have ironically created them by progressing and creating the good modern life overall. So what we need to do here, we need to fight back against it. We're not going to, you know, the solution here isn't to go back living like a hunter-gatherer. That's just not going to happen. Like, we have jobs and different things. So that's where the daily movement routine comes in. We fight back against it through changing the lifestyle and having a daily movement routine there every morning. Just like your teeth. You know, that's the great example I use so many times. You do it for your teeth. I'm literally just telling you, take the same approach you do with your teeth and put it onto your body now. That's the lifestyle change. When I heard that, it started to make so much more sense. And this is leading into then the second point. It's also helping. It's a lifestyle change, but it's also helping us to be proactive over reactive. And that's where the teeth example is coming in. And we'll just run through it here in case you haven't heard me say it. But someone said this to me before and it blew my mind of, imagine putting our, like, the strategy we use for the body, putting that onto our teeth. Like, what we do, I'm not judging because I did this. You know, we keep playing our sport, doing whatever we want, don't prioritize our body with mobility or anything like that. And then we wait until we get chronic pain and injury and we're like, oh, Jesus, probably should go to the physio, go to the chiropractor or whatever. That's just what we do. But imagine doing that for your teeth. Imagine you never brushed your teeth. You're eating loads of different food and whatever else and they're slowly deteriorating. You know, maybe they're going black and one of them falls out. And you're like, oh, Jesus. Maybe I should actually go and get someone to fix this. I'll go to the dentist. And, like, imagine if you told the dentist your story. He's like, are you not brushing your teeth every day? You're not doing anything to look after your teeth? You're like, no, what? Why would I be doing that? Like, what's that about? It's a waste of time. Like, he'd just be laughing at you. You know, he'd be like, what do you expect? And then, of course, we cross that over. We shouldn't be surprised anymore with the body. Like, we're just being reactive. That's all the kind of stuff around the body. Like, we're just reactive. We just go to people when issues happen. And if you stay in that kind of quick fix mode forever, you're never going to get out of it. Because it's just like, I wait until my teeth are black or falling out to go to the dentist. Even if he gave me completely new teeth, it's still going to happen again and again and again. Because I'm not being proactive with it. Same with the body. That's why I'm preaching this kind of stuff. So every client, I don't just help them to get out of chronic pain and injury. I help them to now change the approach that got them there in the first place. So the lifestyle change, being proactive, overreactive. And this can be done just from that daily morning routine. Should I cover all that? Yeah, the last point I put there, a bit of a harsh truth. if you can't do this, like, you just have to accept the harsh reality that you value your teeth more than your body. Like, because I've heard all the excuses, and you've made them too, I've made them. When has anyone ever come to you, you're talking to them, and you're like, Jesus, man, like, sorry, breath isn't great, what's going on there? And they're like, oh, yeah, just been too busy with the kids, I haven't been able to brush my teeth the last few weeks, or, you know, I just dropped off brushing my teeth. Like, it's laughable, but that's the harsh truth. You always have time for the teeth, don't you? You know, and that's what, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes over the day, like the morning and the evening or whatever. But that's just the harsh fact. You always make time for your teeth. You prioritize it, and what you prioritize improves. So you can do the same for the body. And I had to sit down and be like, that's the decision I give to people. It's like, look, if you wanted to have pearly white teeth, but you can't play the sports you love when you're 40, or would you rather have physical freedom for sport, for life, but you have dentures, or whatever they're called, and everyone chooses physical freedom. But then I'm like, okay, that's what you're saying, but your actions are putting you down the other path, because you're brushing your teeth every day and you're not doing anything for your body. So you actually don't value your body like you think you do, because our values are determined by our actions, not by our words. So it's just to make sure, look, pick, if you don't value your body, that's fine. But people listening to me, they're usually like me, struggling with chronic pain and injury and wondering how this is happening. And I'm telling you now why it's happening, because you don't value your body. You value things like your teeth, your phone, your laptop, your car, all these other replaceable things more than the only thing you can't replace, which is the one body that you have, your vehicle for life. So number three then, it's actually the healthiest thing you can do for your joints as well. Like, a lot of the mainstream stuff is not true, to put it simply, without going into profanities there. So, you know, things like foam rolling, cod liver oil, like all these things, like, we're fooled by the mainstream to think these are the big blocks that are going to help us out. That's the 5%. That's the 2%. We should be focusing on the 95%, which is moving your joints. Like, this is the one thing in the mainstream, which is very true, is use it or lose it. If we don't use our body, if we don't move our joints through full range of motion, we're going to lose the ability to do that. Because the humans are the most adaptable species on the planet. We adapt to our environment. That's how we've survived this long. So if we have an environment of sitting down, not moving our joints, we will adapt and become tighter and stiffer and have less mobility. And it's nothing to do with your body. That's the main thing. It's nothing to do with your body. It's just the environment. Like, take two kids. Give one kid an environment of playing video games, smoking weed all day, whatever. And then take the other kid and put them into gymnastics 5 days a week. Who'll have better mobility and strength? Not that hard. It's this kid. But why? It's just the environment that we gave him. If we switch the kids around, then it will be the opposite. You know, so it's nothing to do with the kid. It's nothing to do with their body. It's the environment that we give it. And that's the same with our joints as well. So hence the daily movement routine here is the answer too. Moving the joints through full range of motion, use it or lose it. That's showing two things. It's showing the brain, I need to keep this range of motion. The analogy there is like a driving instructor. The more lessons you do on your body, the less reason it has to lock down those parts of the body. Like, if you didn't have control over the car, the driving instructor will pull up the handbrake because you don't know how to control it. But if you learn how to control your body through doing different movements every single day, little driving lessons on the body, getting better, you're going to get back much more control of your body. You're going to improve your mobility, move better, feel better. So that's on the brain side. And then the body as well, well, I suppose they're kind of interlinked, but it also gets blood flow into the joints. We get blood flow into the muscles, that's why they recover much quicker. But the blood doesn't go into the joints unless you actually move them. So hence movement, use it or lose it, or like movement is life, you would have heard. Like motion is lotion, all those type of things are leading into that fact there. And the last one then, the benefits of the daily movement routine, I suppose, actually to recap, we had the lifestyle change, then it's proactive over reactive, and it's the healthiest thing you can do for your joints. And then finally, you can use the power of small gains to get a lot out of a little here. Because all I'm saying is daily movement routine. We're talking about 5 minutes here. Just like the teeth, you know, a couple of minutes. It doesn't even have to be 5 minutes, a couple of minutes. That's all we're talking about. And it's easy to go, oh, what's the point? Because I used to think that as well, like a few minutes. What's that going to do? Do I not need to do an hour a day or whatever? But it actually does so much because people just haven't done the maths. I obviously know the maths now from doing this before, but 5 minutes a day is 30 hours over a year. That's 60 hours over 2 years, 150 hours over 5 years. Like, imagine how much better you would be moving and feeling if you had 150 hours of mobility on your body. Because that's the question I get. Oh, I do some spine movement on Instagram. Oh, I could never do that. How do you move your spine like that? As if I just woke up one day and did it. I am a living proof of all I'm telling you here. I've done daily movement routine since 25? Now I'm 32. For 7 years. You know, 30 by 7. I've done 210 hours of mobility just when the kettle's boiling in the morning when I get up from those few minutes. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's, people have no idea. You use the power of small gains in your pension. You only throw in, what, a couple hundred each week. A couple hundred won't sustain you for the rest of your life after 65 or whatever. But it's a compound effect of doing that every month. And that all compounding over time. Now it's a massive amount at the end. It's the exact same principle here, but it's just domain dependence is what Nassim Taleb called it. We understand it in the pension. Then on the body, we're a bit confused by it, even though it's the exact same principle. So basically, if you have a pension, you agree with what I'm saying, that like, oh, just putting in a little bit every day will compound over time. And I'm the living proof of that with my story, like doing this for 7 years, you know, over 200 hours of mobility on the body. And I've done a lot more than that as well. Like, that was the bare minimum. So this is what I'm saying. Look, this is what I get clients to do. This is the bare minimum. If you can even give me 5 or 10 minutes a day, you can get your physical freedom back over time. Yeah, I think I've covered everything there. Yeah, and then I suppose how to incorporate it. Just about 6 minutes left now on this one for today. So how to incorporate it? Very easily. Habit stacking. So that's the easiest way to do it. I've lots of different strategies for clients to implement this into their life. But one of the easiest ones, it's called habit stacking. So we're going into a bit of the science on habits now. It's not easy to create new habits. We know this. I won't go into all the kind of stats that we know. But one of the easiest ways to create a new habit is to just stack it on top of an already existing strong habit. That's the easiest way. So to do that, you just need to pick something that you're going to do every single day. Something that like you won't forget to do or get sick of doing. And the one for me is like having a cup of coffee or tea in the morning. Like that's part of my routine. That's what I'm doing. If you're from Ireland like me, you know, we're all drinking tea or coffee or whatever. Like that's what we do. So there's the easy one. You have a kettle. The kettle doesn't boil instantly, does it? It takes a couple of minutes. And what are you usually doing? You're flicking around on your phone. Forget that and just do the movements. You know, it's something so simple, but that's literally what I do. Did it this morning. Get up at 7, whatever, shower, come down, put on the kettle, come in here. Kettle takes a couple of minutes to boil, so I'm standing there in front of the mirror and I'll start doing the movements for my neck, spine, shoulder, and go down through the body. And then go out and make the coffee and start working. So that is my routine now. You have a routine where you could easily slot it in somewhere. And as I said, it's probably the same. You probably boil the kettle. It's a couple of minutes there. You just do it in there. You're just trading, flicking on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, for something that will actually help you regain your physical freedom. So, yeah, that's the easiest way. There's a lot more strategies, but, yeah, we'll just leave you with that one for now. And, yeah, that's it. So, look, what you prioritize improves. That's how I was finishing this one. And as I'm saying, look, you're prioritizing your teeth without even knowing in a way. You can do the same for your body. So, look, it's down to you and what you value. If you value your physical freedom, your own body for sport and life, you need to be doing at least the same for your teeth. You know, you've so much more control than you think over this, even just from 5 minutes a day. So, finish up then with the three ways I can help you. Well, actually, no, a little bit different today. So this was a small bit of an announcement here. I'll be talking a lot more about it in the coming weeks and on Instagram as well. So we're working on a few different things. Look, kind of every year I'm trying to work on something new in terms of the business. And what I want to do now, like the little recap, I'm 5 years in business now, which has flown. Quit Facebook like November 2019, which is mad. Time has flown. And I've largely done one-to-one coaching. That's basically really, yeah, what I've done is one-to-one coaching the whole way through, because that's what changed my life, getting a mobility coach, getting my physical freedom back, and that's what I've done for others. So, you know, that's usually what I'm saying about the physical freedom program, the one-to-one coaching program, you know, help people overcome chronic pain injury. I worked with hundreds of clients from, you know, 3 different continents, etc., etc. You've heard it a good couple of times now. But what I want to do, I was going to say for the next 5 years, but you never know, the next year definitely anyway, is having a cheaper option for people. So look, I know one-to-one coaching isn't for everyone. It's what I've done for many, many coaches and what gets the best results. But look, I know some people don't like it, or some people can't afford it, or whatever. So I do want to have a cheaper kind of membership option for the Physical Freedom Program, which I've never done before. Because I suppose, look, as I said, I'm big on the one-to-one, but I do actually want to do this now. And that's what I've already started building. So that's the mini announcement. I'll be talking a lot more as the weeks are coming up. But if you've been following me for a while, and look, I get it too, because there's people I follow, I'm like, oh, I like his stuff, yeah, maybe someday. And like, look, there's loads of you out there, even ones I've chatted to about the coach and you were interested but couldn't afford it, or wasn't the right time, or, you know, you're looking for something cheaper. This is it. This is, I'm going to be making this for you guys. So very excited on this. It's going to be, you know, I was going to say going to be unreal, but that's my opinion, isn't it? But like, it'll literally be perfect for younger Mark. That's what all this stuff is for. And that was just suffering chronic pain injury. No clue how my body works. No clue what to do. Because there'll be a lot of education there and a program for everyone. Because there'll be Physical Freedom Foundations. That's what I'm going to call it in there. And that'll be your first 1 to 3 months. And then after that, you'll have options of which way you want to go. There'll be a route for like everyday person or the weekend warrior, then there'll be like a gym version, then like a field athlete one, soccer, Gaelic, curling, etc., and then a martial arts one like jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, etc., because they have different avenues. Because that's what I do at one-to-one clients. They all come in, I need to educate them on certain things, like what we've done today, to see how you've got here. So we're not going to, you know, when you finish up, you're not going to fall back into this. And then basic stuff to work on that everyone really struggles with, from grannies to, I've had Olympians. So everyone works on the basics for the first month minimum. And then depending on the client, I obviously go in different directions based on what they need in their sport. So yeah, look, pumped. It's going to be really good. Like, I can start kind of helping everyone now from all levels with it. And there'll be a bit of a community there as well, and meetups and different things too. So look, I'm running out of time here just on my own schedule today. So look, we'll finish with that. And then the usual kind of follow contact. DM me on Instagram, so Guy Didn't Settle, or else email me at guydidntsettle@gmail.com. So don't settle, live true to yourself.